Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Another rainy Monday. Oh, jeez, what are you gonna do? Welcome to Manic Monday, self-help for the comedy challenge. I'll open up the chat room. If you go to BTR and want to be part of the chat room and I'll promote your event, just put BTR, up a catchy name that hopefully self-promotes yourself, and I will mention you on the show. That's the way we roll. We do. So sit back and let's have some fun. Got your computer and working? Even better. Let's go.
Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Good dogs clap and wag their tails. Bad dogs know the jig is up. They might be headed for puppy dog jail. Bad dogs must accept the fact you're not the leader of the pack. We pay the rent, we buy the food. To think you're in charge is ridiculously rude. Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Kitty cats, you better look away. You might be cute in your puss and boots, dreaming about Cheryl Wheeler's cat's birthday. But you don't get excited when we walk in the door. You think playing fetch is one big bore. One day there'll be a cat whisperer that you can ignore, but today is not that day. Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Caesar, the dog whisperer. Caesar, the dog whisperer is on his way. So stay.
Dog. You were waiting, or right by the side of the road.
You could die.
don't think that it's very nice.
Neither do I.
Black socks, white socks, checkers, chairs. We need to get along like cream inside the cookies.
He means Oreos.
One group in particular I wish would stop and just hit the road.
Jack.
Talking about the digits that come before the phone number, the area code.
The area code.
212-718, what makes you think it's so fucking great? I've had it up to here, area code. Yeah, you walk around, do whatever you please, you live in a bubble of don't give me that look, area code. Numbers are like people, there are ones I love and ones that I just can't stand. Tens and zeros must learn to live together and walk hand in hand.
Like lovers do.
But you know who won't get on board? They force the rest of us to carry their load.
It's heavy.
We need to rise up and put a stop to the racist, fascist area code.
The area code.
646-917. Act like you have a key to heaven.
Quit talking behind my back.
Area code.
Yeah, you look down on all of us. You're only three numbers, so what's the fuss? You better step off, you son of a bitch. Damn you, area code. You don't see other numbers act like you do.
Social Security is much nicer than you.
When my locker
grab a seat on the bus. I fall when it lurches and even when they leave it in clutch. But there's no reason to fuss because I got the freedom to be an individual human being, which is keeping me decently occupied with the choices that I make. You gotta stay on your toes and never be ungrateful to those who take on their own and shoulder responsibility. You got the power, choose your destiny, never fear to be the leader in control of the band. They need to grab a hold of the sand. Keep them clapping, show your command. You can fall back, be three-dimensional. Play your position in this processional. Always stay professional. Life's got an ebb and flow, and you never know when it's your time, so remain prepared to go.
Even though you might like to see it burn, when you check your love on my
And if you split apart the nucleus, you got a lot of fuel. If you think this monologue is cool, tell a friend. I wanna spread the message and I think it's relevant. An architect starts with a pencil and paper before he hires a committee to construct a skyscraper. The road that you travel is long and arduous, but you're not alone. You got a cadre of accomplices. Be a part of this everlasting community. You can change the world, stop acting confusedly. Plant one foot in front of the other. Many small steps turns you into a marathon runner. Gather your courage and face all adversity. You will be a great success. It certainly works for me. When you purposely turn the key, you unlock the universe. Let nothing hold you back. Choose to move and burst. Be the first, the greatest at whatever you do. So successful, you have to hire a separate crew to handle the ins and outs while you go about creating. Unleash your potency, make it devastating.
Even though you might like to sit back, when you check your life, a massive, massive, massive payback. Even though you might like to sit back, when you check your life, a massive payback.
Yeah.
Shout out to my chat room, the Wacko Network. Oh, you guys are so nice and Wacko Bob. And it's Tuesdays through Fridays, I believe now, at 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Check out all the Wacko shows. I love those guys. Sorry, I'm like in and out of the house in the morning, so I miss it sometimes. But Klopsy's in the house. Hello, Klopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail. Chuck Skull's in the house. Chuck Skull. Oh, I love his weekend shows. Terrific. Chuck Skull. Check him out with Kat Vecchione on, I believe, Fridays and Saturdays, 8 p.m., Blog Talk Radio. Just go to Chuck Skull and he'll post it. And then Saturday mornings, is it Saturday or Sunday, you have your comedy thing. Please post it, Chuck. If you're listening, post it. I will say it. And a reminder, Word is coming back to town. It'll be at Sidewalks. And you want to check that out, Word. Word, the storytelling show. And that's going to be this coming June 18th with Taylor DeGrom, Vanessa Hollingshead, DC Benny, Bethany Hall, Ed Cohen, Janet D'Onofrio, and music by Willard Morgan and the Ideal Orchestra. All right, Terry Mintz puts on a great show, 8 p.m. It's free at Sidewalks, and you just go to 94 Avenue A, corner of 6th Street. They also serve food there. Way cool. Way cool, everybody. Oh, Klopsy, you're logging in and out. And I have some guests in there. Thank you, guest. And type in where you're from, guest. Or if you have something to promote, type it in there, and I'll promote it for you. This is Nancy Lombardo, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. Hey.
Boy? Oh, no. Now I have two men to play the where is game with. You know that game where men never know where anything is? You know why men can't find anything? Because they're too busy asking you where it is. It's like I have nothing better to do than to hide all their possessions. Oh, look, my husband's wallet. He'll probably be looking for this soon. He'll never find it here. My son's favorite toy. I know I can listen to him cry for it for hours. I'm evil. And they're always calling out your name, and it's always at the same time. Ma, Nancy, where is it? My uterus isn't a homing device. Leave me alone. Gotta run. Gotta hide. Here they come. Oh no. Where can I go?
the world too much to cope with. Everyone is calling me. I hide out in the bathroom. Let me pee. I'm tired of these questions. What for dinner? Where can my ball be? I hide out in the bathroom. Let me pee. 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 Mommy needs a timeout. Let me pee. Let me pee. Oh no, they're pounding on the door. No clue where the remote can be. If you clean, you'll find it. Let me pee. Let me pee. For just a moment, now and then, I need a little privacy to get my thoughts together. Let me pee. 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 Mommy needs a timeout. Let me pee. 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 Mommy needs a timeout. Let me pee. Let me pee. For just 10 minutes, let's pretend I'm not here. For just 10 minutes, let's pretend I'm not here. Oh no! I flushed the toilet! Now they'll know that I will soon be free! I need to go for more time, but no more pee! No more pee! Two men calling out my name, well, it used to be my fantasy. Now it's just a nightmare. Let me pee, let me pee. Let me pee, let me pee, let me pee, let me pee. Mommy needs a time, let me pee, let me pee.
Hello.
Hello, Arthur. This is your mother. Do you remember me?
Mom, I was just going to call you. Is that a funny thing? You know that I had my hand on the phone.
You were supposed to call me last Friday.
Mother, honey, I know. I just didn't have a second, and I could cut my throat.
I sat by that phone all day Friday.
Honey, I was working.
Day Friday night.
Darling, I was in the lab.
And all day Sunday.
Mom,
and your father finally said to me, Phyllis, eat something, you'll faint. I said, no, Harry, no. I don't want my mouth to be full when my son calls me. And you never called.
Mother, I was sending up a rocket. I didn't have a second.
Well, it's always something, isn't it?
All right, honey, look. Please.
You know, Arthur, no, I'm sure that all the other scientists there have mothers. And I'm sure that they all find time after their breakfast or before their count-off, to pick up a phone and call their mother.
Honey, listen, now you have me on the phone.
And you know how I worry.
Well, that's the point.
I read in the paper that you're still losing them.
Mother. Mother, I don't lose them.
I nearly went out of my mind.
Honey, listen, I want
I thought, what if they're taking it out of his pay?
All right. That's it, Mom.
Mother, tell me how you are.
How are you?
I'm sick.
I'm sorry to hear it. What's wrong?
Nothing. Well, you know what it is, Arthur.
Yeah.
It's the same thing it's always been.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
It's my nerves.
Yeah.
And, I went to the doctor.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And
yeah.
He told me.
Yeah.
He said, listen, Mrs. White, you are a very nervous, very high-strung woman.
Yeah, well, God knows that's true.
And you cannot stand the slightest aggravation.
Well, no. Well, that's fine.
So I said, doctor, I know that.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
You know, I do. I know that.
Yeah.
I said, but you see, doctor, I have this son. And he's very busy. And it's the truth. He's busy. I said, you see, doctor, he's too busy to pick up a phone and call his mother.
Mom, honey,
Arthur,
I want you to tell me...
When I said that to him, that man turned pale.
Mother...
He said, Mrs. White, I have been a doctor for 35 years.
Darling...
And I've never heard of a son too busy to call his mother.
I know, Mom.
That's just what he said to me, Arthur.
I know.
And that man is a doctor.
Mother, please, would tell me, what did the doctor say they're going to do with you?
Well, I may be in the hospital for a while, so...
The hospital?
Yes.
But what are they going to do?
Well, they'll x-ray my nerves.
Mother, why don't you let me know? All you have to
darling,
do is drop me a card.
I don't want to aggravate you. Don't aggravate
you
yourself. Never mind about
myself.
Me, darling. Please, listen, about you. How is your hangnail?
Mother, listen to me, please, please, just don't worry.
Arthur, what does that mean? Honey, what does that mean, don't worry?
Well, nothing, actually. I don't know. I said the first thing that came into my head.
Listen to me, Arthur. I'm a mother.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And I...
Listen, what's the use of talking, you know? You're very young. Someday, honey, you'll get married.
Mom.
And you'll have children of your own.
Mom, please.
And, honey, when you do, I only pray that they make you suffer the way you're making me. That's all I pray, Arthur. That's a mother's prayer.
Okay, Mom, thanks for calling.
You're very sarcastic.
Mother, I am doing my best here. Now, you call. I tried to explain to you that I was busy. You will not listen.
All right, don't hit me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I bothered you when you were so busy. Believe me, I won't be around to bother you much longer. And listen, I hope I didn't make you feel bad.
Are you kidding? I feel awful.
Oh, honey, if I could believe that, I'd be the happiest mother in the world.
Well, Mother, what do you think? I feel rotten.
Oh, then, Arthur, honey, why don't you call me? Honey, you know, I know that I nag you. You got a nagging mother. What are you going to do? I'm kidding. But, honey... You know, you're my baby. And listen, you're the only baby I've got. And I'll tell you something, when you get to be 100 years old, you're still going to be my baby, you know? And when you don't call me, honey, I can't help it. I worry. And is that so hard to just pick up a phone and call your mommy? Is it? Oh, please, baby. Please.
Yeah, well, I will, I promise.
Oh, honey, if you do, you make your mommy so happy.
Well, if my mommy's happy, then I'm happy.
Oh, thank you, baby. And mommy wants to wish you lots of luck with your rocket.
Thank you, mommy.
And you remember that mommy loves you.
I love you too, mommy.
Goodbye, baby.
Goodbye, mommy. Nanny, nanny, nanny.
whoa, dead air. What happened there? That was a quick 6 minutes. Did that really go by? Sorry about that, listeners. Boys, Chuck Skull and Wacko Network, post anything you want me to say there. Meanwhile, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, will be featuring on tomorrow, June 10th. I won't be there, Betty, because I've got a gig. Angelina Jolie, her films and fame. A.J. Hockley drops by Movie Attic Headquarters to discuss Oscar winner Angelina Jolie movies and her rise to fame. Maleficent earned more money during opening weekend than any other of Jolie's films. Well, what do you know? I love that part. I want to play that part. Maleficent, the evil queen. Anyway, it's all good. Thank you all. I have a bunch of guests in there listening in the chat room. Dear guest, if you want me to promote anything, please post it. That's Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Also, Steve Mendoza is not here, and he's got so many shows. I can't even keep up, everybody, how many shows he's got now. Steve Mendoza on Facebook and the Jukebox Diner on Thursday, Sunday Big Band Brunch, and I think he added another show, and I'm so confused with all that. Chuck Skull's in the house. Chuck, post your times of your shows, please, for me. Sorry, it's just so many people. The Wacko Network, Monday through Friday. It's Tuesdays, 9 a.m. It's Wacko Bob, the Wacko Network, and everybody. Chuck, I see you're typing. Please type faster. Love you, Chuck. You're a funny guy. I love, love, love your nostalgia comedy shows. It's amazing. Chuck Skull shows some of those things are just timeless. And it's so great that he does that show because he picks up little gems of comedy that I haven't heard in a while. And you can listen, too, at 10 a.m. It's the golden age of radio. Some of it's very funny. And he mixes dramatic with comedy. It's really a great show. Thank you, Chuck Skull. And Clapsy Mopsy and Cottontail. Clapsy's in the house. Thank you. And Wacko Bob, what are you typing me? And I'll say it when it comes on. Meanwhile, I'll mention the Mom and Pop Shop Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. Boom. Hope I didn't leave anybody out. Kat Vecchione, I hope she's okay. And we'll keep it going. Wacko Bob, just type in what you want me to post. Oh, Chuck Skull Saturdays at 8 p.m. with Kat Vecchione. It's World Talk or Rock Talk Radio? I thought it was World Talk Radio. World Talk? Blog Talk Radio. And Wacko Bob, Mondays, 9 p.m., Skull's World of Mayhem. Wow, you guys are all over the place. I'll never leave my computer again. It's too much. It's too funny. Thank you, guys. Let's have a little fun here. Are you ready? Name this Western.
A legend of adventure, all dressed in black, stick across her head, my bloody back,
my bloody back,
yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, Mama the Gun was her rainbow.
A few years ago, this movie came out and it really upset me. It was based on this true story about this rugby team that crashed in the Andes along with their family, friends, and college roommates. What really bothered me was the dilemma they faced when they ran out of food, and it didn't look like anyone was going to find them. So they had to make what was probably the most gut-wrenching decision of their lives, which was to eat the dead. Oh, what a decision to have to make. And if that weren't heinous enough, who would you eat first? Family? Friends? In what order? Dad? Mom? Sis? In what part? Ugh, just picturing the process upsets me. Well, many therapy sessions later, and soon after my therapist disconnected his phone and moved away without telling me, a cab driver reminded me that blood is thicker than water and Tiping is not a town in China. Well, logic dictates, okay, not everybody's logic but mine, the first course should be your best friend or college roommate. With that in mind, I composed a little ditty, which should they ever do a musical version of the movie Alive, I want the producers to feel free to put this song anywhere in there. And I would like to preface this by saying, this song is in every way in bad taste. I ate my best friend's brain today, I baked it in the sun. She said that she had all the brains, now I have more than one. La-di-da, la-di-da. She wasn't really a great friend, never would she backward bend, or go out of her way to lend me her pay. So I ate my best friend's brain, la-di-da, la-di-da. I don't know what a best friend is, should be something more. A friend would let you eat her brain when you're not near a store. La-di-da, la-di-da. We went to the same school, lived in the same dorm. When she bought me a beer, but the beer was warm. So I ate my best friend's brain. La-di-da, la-di-da. And when the plane crashed in the snow, for her it was the end. She was always more cerebral, so I cracked open her cranium. I made a frittata of her medulla oblongata. My leg was broke, but I didn't choke. When I ate my best friend's brain, la-di-da, la-di-da. When I ate my best friend's brain.
In a striped shirt and
khaki?
Flame resistant from the Gap?
Nice.
The way you're sweating, I can tell that you know what you want. But I got something better than that. I got what you need. Let me tell you what I mean. My room looks like an urban outfitter's catalog.
I like everything to be cute.
We're looking at pictures of my family and it is getting awkward.
So weird.
'Cause you're staring at a picture of my dog while something's going on in your boxers.
Do you want to share what's happening with your body right now?
I want
up. She likes to cry in the middle of the night cause she don't wanna keep her feelings bottled up inside. Just wait there, I'll put her back in bed. But don't forget the thing that you just said about your father and how he never loved you. Your vulnerability got my pussy wet, boo. Let's do it all night long. Sing it to me like in my favorite song.
Feelings, nothing more than feelings.
All these emotions, they've got me reeling. Take my clothes and just start peeling. My bedroom's got a mirror on the ceiling. So let's lay down and start looking at our feelings.
Yeah. Get into it right now.
I'll go first. I think that yoga is much more effective than Pilates.
Something about the core? Okay, now it's your turn.
How do you think your hopes and dreams have been affected?
By the economy.
Wow, that's really interesting. Okay, it's my turn again.
I'm gonna talk, you're gonna talk. I'm gonna put my feelings in you so hard.
To look for the humor around us every single day. I was in an airport, and I always try to listen and just watch. And I became aware of a heated argument behind me three or four rows back. It was awkward because it was so loud, and I turned this way like I didn't hear it. The argument was between a teenager and her mother, and they were arguing over a boy. I know this argument. I have been a teenager. I am a mother. I am a grandma. I could have taken either place from these people right here. Either place. The teenager was saying, you can take me on this trip, and you can take away my cell phone. But when we get home, I am too going out with him. Well, it was so awkward. I looked to see if anybody else was eavesdropping like I was, and it was amazing. Everybody in the gate area had just become interested in, like, a light bulb. And one man's tying his shoe back and forth, back and forth. But a second later, I found out we were all listening because we all burst out laughing at the same time when the teenager said, he is too a nice boy. Why else would he be doing 200 hours of community service?
That was Jean Robinson. I love her comedy. Very good. Had her as a guest on the show. She's terrific. Chuck Skull, you moved your Sunday show to Mondays for the warm months. Pretty funny. 9 a.m. on the Blog Talk Radio, Chuck's World of Mayhem. And don't forget, that's Eastern Standard Time. You could also listen to him and Kat Vecchione Fridays and Saturdays, 8 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. The Wacko Network, always wacko and lovely and Wacko Bob and the Boys, the just terrific Wacko Bob and the Boys. And that's Tuesdays through Fridays at 9 a.m. Did I get everybody? Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Tomorrow it's going to be all about Angelina Jolie and Maleficent. Maleficent. Ooh, yeah. It's all about the love, isn't it?
Stupid Cupid, you're a real mean guy. I like to clip your wings so you can't fly. I'm in love and it's a crying shame. And I know that you're the one to blame. Hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me. I can't do my homework and I can't be straight. I meet him every morning about a half past eight. I'm acting like a lovesick fool. working on me. You make me a good right from the very start. Hey, go play Robin Hood with somebody else's heart. You got me jumping like a crazy clown, and I don't feature what you put. Cupid, stop picking on me. A tiny wiggle. Feel free to join. Hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me. Picking on me. Hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me.
Hey, Jenna Esposito.
Thank you so much.
Bye. And we're having fun. Don't forget, my CD, Color Me Crazy, is available on CD Baby. Buy the whole CD. Buy one song at a time. Just bye. And thank you for being a part of the show today. And everybody, Chuck Skull, Colossi, the Wacko Network, Wacko Bob, Betty Jo Tucker, I know couldn't be here, but we still love her. Movie Attic Headquarters, Tuesdays at... She got me all combobulated there, Chuck Skull, all discombobulated. Chuck Skull's on Mondays at 9 a.m. now. Okay, I'm so crazy. Yeah, I need help, people. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, Color Me Crazy's on CD Baby. Buy one song, buy them all. Thank you. And thanks all you guys in the chat room. I know you came over from your show and ended early. That was very darn nice of you. And now a little self-interest promotional for me.
Hi, I'm Nancy Lombardo. Would you like to do something special this Christmas? Me too. So this Christmas, instead of sponsoring some silly little third world child, why not sponsor me, Nancy Lombardo, an American? For just pennies a day, barely the cost of a cup of Prozac, you can be my sponsor. Just imagine what your money can do for me. With your help, I can afford new headshots, resumes, voice lessons, demo reels, and the much-needed psychiatric help my friends have been joking about behind my back. Think about it. You can save me, Nancy Lombardo, an American, or some anonymous foreign kid who will probably just grow up to overthrow our government. I think the choice is simple, America. Don't you?
Oh, the choice is simple. The Wacko Network, Wacko Bob, Chuck Skull Clopsy, thank you all for tuning in. And I hope you have a nice weather and no tornadoes wherever it is that you live, right? 10 seconds, it's that English lady telling me I have 10 seconds. What can I do in 10 seconds? I don't know. I'll try doing something too.
Abbey, 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 that's all, folks.
Yeah!